When Lewis Carroll placed his Alice in Wonderland in a world where nothing made sense, he created a character and a situation that could be adapted to any period of history and may seem especially suited to our own. The West Hoy Dance Theater's retelling of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland brings some 80 young dancers to the stage, incorporating elements of ballet, lyrical, contemporary tap, and hip-hop stylings in their journey down the rabbit hole. Virginia Holte is the artistic director of the West Hoy Dance Theater. She's on the line with us now. Hi, Virginia.
Oh, aloha, Chris. How are you today?
All right. These have to be fairly frantic days for you in the final days of rehearsal, getting ready for this, huh?
Oh, yes, but you know what? We're very prepared. We started working on this last year, this performance, so we have everything in place, all the props, all the folks, all the rehearsals, and I think everyone is just ready to go out there and have a great time.
How many people in this group, all told?
We have about 80 dancers, and mm-hmm. we have some guests. We have special guest Heidi Hart, who is going to be our Red Queen, or Queen of Hearts. She's a famous local hula dancer here. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of gentlemen that are coming over from the Maui Performing Arts Academy. And they're going to be doing several roles, dual roles. Mm-hmm. So it's quite exciting for our children here to have, you know, guest artists with this production.
It's kind of an appealing subject for a ballet, isn't it? Because it's sort of an anything-goes subject matter.
Yes, it is, and ours is very unusual. We had one of our longtime teachers, Megan Joy Chapman. She had this idea to create a kind of a little bit different version of the Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. It starts kind of at the beginning of the 19th century, and at the end, after she comes out of the rabbit hole, she's in modern day time. So it's a journey not only through different things, and you know, as you were saying about our times are very different, but it does travel through time as well. So we've done quite an interesting job with it.
What do you think it is about this story that does make it travel, you know, translate to different time periods so well?
Well, because I think, like you said, anything goes. I mean, you can go to a tea party in London in the 1800s and the 1900s, and they even have them now. But maybe the costumes are a little bit different, the outfits are different, and the talk might be a little bit different, too, at those type of parties.
The whole atmosphere of absurdity, has found a lot of resonance with audiences over the years.
Yes, yes, and it's very whimsical. We have some exciting, very colorful, whimsical costumes. Gary Morphis, who does our technical directing, he's come up with some amazing theatrical things to go along with the performance. So I think it's really going to draw the audience in a very, very fine way. It's going to really put them right in there with the characters.
What kind of theatrical things, Virginia?
Well, we have some different slides that we're going to be projecting on the back. We also have some videos that we're going to be using. Parts of it, the students are dancing in the audience. Mm-hmm. Like we have a section with the flowers. The flowers, they're coming through the audience before they go to Alice, who's in the little door. So the door is going to fly in. We have some different things that are going to be happening there.
It sounds like a lot of different ways to sort of make it inclusive of the audiences.
Yes.
Particularly with having dancers out there in the audience. Yeah?
Yes, we do. And what's really kind of fun is we have a narrator. Megan Chapman came up with this idea of having a new character, and her name is Zoo Lily Fancy Pants. And she narrates the whole story, and she is just a comical character and really draws even the youngest of the 3-4-year-olds. When, like last week when we were rehearsing, they were just enamored with this Zoo Lily Fancy Pants character. So it's really fun, whimsical, and, you know, that type of thing.
You have an age group from, what you say, 3 or 4 to...
3. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 up to our adults. We even have the adults in there all the way up to, I'm not going to say the name, but I won't say how old they are. But
they're
right up there in the good golden years ages.
So with such a varied cast, you have to sort of create a kind of a unity to mm-hmm. the performance, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And that involves getting everyone on board with the whole notion, the whimsical nature of the story itself.
Yes, Megan chose all the music, and then she divvied it up amongst all the instructors. So we each had our little tasks. like Juanita Finkenberg, she put together this beautiful contemporary piece called The River, and it's a place where Alice gets to rest after she's kind of gone down the rabbit hole and went here and there, and then she gets to rest a little bit before she goes into the tea party where, you know, they're going to cut her head off, maybe not. Maybe this queen, Red King, is going to do something else. So, it was fun. It was a fun integrative for all of our instructors to put together.
Do you find that the kids already knew the story of Alice in Wonderland the way earlier generations did?
No. We actually had to tell them what the story was about. And we did that. We have coloring pages and things like that for the younger kids. The older children, we told them to look it up online so they can see the history of this book. You know, because it is very mathematical, too. You know, Lewis Carroll was, talked a lot about the mathematics in here. And the music that we're using is very mathematical. It's different kind of music. We're using Jody Talbot music and from Carl Davis. And the counting of the music is different. Like, sometimes it's in 2, 4, 3, 6, 8, 12. So they had to really pay attention to that part of it, too. So even that is integrated into our program.
That can be awfully tricky for a large ensemble, yeah?
Yes, but you know what? They're doing it.
Great.
They really grew a lot as dancers. In fact, our performance groups, our junior performance group and our senior performance group, these kids are teens. You know, they're maybe 12 through 17, and they came up to the challenge. They love it.
I find it a little sad that people aren't familiar with the original Lewis Carroll text because, you know, the whole notion of Alice in Wonderland going down the rabbit hole, those have become part of our culture, but mm-hmm. not so much in the original form you discovered, huh?
Right. No, not so much.
Well, this will be you're bringing the story to people then who might not have heard it before. That poses an additional challenge, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, I think with the narration, that really helps. In fact, we usually narrate most of our ballets. We find that the audience really enjoys that. Because, you know, if they're just seeing people dancing up there, like, what are they doing? But if you have a little narration before it, afterwards, and you have the synopsis in the playbill, it seems to really bring it more to life to them.
And this is a ballet that incorporates other styles of dance, quite a few other styles of dance.
Yes. The Tweedledee and Tweedledum, they're hip-hoppers.
Oh, somehow that seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yes. And the Mad Hatter is a tapper.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That also fits.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, it's the kind of subject matter I would think, Virginia, that you could have an awful lot of fun with.
Oh, it's so much fun, and the very exciting part is we use one of our graduating seniors as the lead, and this girl is Katie Hendrickson, and she's been with us dancing with us for 5 or 6 years. And since she's going off to college, it's very apropos that she's going to be having many different experiences in college, and we thought, well, you know, this is perfect. She's a senior. This is her last time to dance with us, and she's going to go down the rabbit hole here, and maybe other places too.
Well, Virginia, thanks very much for talking with us. It sounds like a great show. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is performed at the Kahilu Theater, one show only, Saturday, May 27th at 4 p.m. Virginia Holte is the artistic director of the West Hawaii Dance Theater.